As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yes, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, May the 7th, 2009 broadcast of Become a Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, and interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call now for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. The Big Mo, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, Missouri, 65647. And here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, those websites of mine are www.vocallocal.org and our shared website, www.ozarksvoter.info. The Information Center for the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, Far Southwest Chapter. And again, the listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and that chat room is open. Gold adds $10 to its $10 gain on Wednesday and tops the 925 mark. We'll see that in a moment. Sustainable capitalism, a value vision for the 21st century, big question mark there. Getting back into those sustainable mercenaries, and we'll go in and visit with that. Oriental despotism, Persian anarchy, we'll talk about that, of course, and we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, May the 7th, 2009, active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. that would be. Gold was up $9.40, trading above the $920 mark at $920.40. Silver made a strong move as well, up 32 cents at $14.05 an ounce. Platinum, a big gain here, $28, jumping up to $1,163. Palladium up $13, a big, big jump for palladium to $240. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up yesterday, 101.63 points, closing at 8,512. The NASDAQ went up about 5 points yesterday and closed out at 1,759. The S&P up 15 points yesterday. That's a pretty strong move for the S&P, trading at 919.53. That U.S. dollar index off 26 basis points today so far in early morning trading at 83.78. Crude oil up $1.55, up above the $55 mark, trading at $57.89 this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, about a $17 spread. The lows were 909.60, the high is 926.60. Year on year, our $920.40 mark, if we can keep it, would be a $52.90 gain for a 6.10 return on investment. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
And a Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned again, once again, right here on our Thursday, May the 7th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. In the opening segment, we went into the market reports. Let's finish that out and move along with the broadcast. Again, gold was up to $920.40 an ounce. In morning trading, up $9.40 so far on the day. Silver was up 32 cents, trading at $14.05. The big jump so far is platinum, a $28 move upward to $1,163, and palladium's not doing bad either, up $13 at $240. The London Gold Fix this morning, have you ever looked at into that London Gold Fix Anyway, $912.75. You can imagine that if they fix the price of gold in the morning in London, well, that's going to be about the price for the day, but we'll see where it closes. Anybody want to put bets on $912.75? The spot market's going to close in 7 hours, and we'll find out the truth of that analysis at that time. The foreign exchange rates for today, the Canadian dollar was off a little bit, but it's still trading at 86 cents against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, you can fill up your pockets with them for 8 cents apiece. The euro, $1.34 today. The British pound moved up a little bit, fractional stuff, but another penny shows up if you round it up properly, $1.51 for a British pound. The Swiss franc is trading at 88 cents. Now, if you remember back during the G20 summit meetings, we read a variety of articles. I went back through my files and pulled out one of the reasons why I do download all of these news articles that I share on the air every day as opposed to just running them on a screen. Well, there's two reasons. One of them, the complexity of multitasking on more than one computer is a little bit of a stretch for my abilities. But secondly, I download and copy these things out and put them in the file with the Daily Show opens so that I can get go back and refresh my memory and pick up some of the news stories that we've looked at in the past. And I've got two of them here in front of me, both of these from the first week of April. And we find that out of Reuters on April the 2nd, London, there was this little line that was thrown in to this report. Precious Goldies is a stocks firm. Here's the line. World leaders are set to declare an end to unfettered capitalism at the G20 summit, according to the terms of a draft communique seen by Reuters. Again, so world leaders are set to declare an end to unfettered capitalism. It's an interesting way of going about things. I highlighted it in the original, and I emphasized it on air. Here we can go down, and here's another one. This one is off of this one we reported on April the 14th, and this again, this is a Bloomberg article. But here's another little bit. This is in an article that in Bloomberg, where it says this: consumer credit costs are still high by historical standards compared with what banks pay to borrow, an obstacle that Ben Bernanke must be removed to fix the economy. And here's a quote from Ben. Restoring the flow of credit to households and businesses is essential if we are to see, as I expect, the gradual resumption of sustainable economic growth, Bernanke said on April the 3rd. Let me take those two articles and follow along from that to an article that was sent to me by one of our listeners, Vicki Davis. Excellent research that she sends to me. And this is a rather lengthy study, but it'll make a good opening, I think, for today's broadcast. And it's an article from the Case Foundation. This was written by Jed Emerson, who is a senior fellow with Generation Foundation, the Generation Investment Management, London and Washington, D.C., and so on and so forth. You can find his other writings at blendedvalue.org. And so this article is titled, A Value Vision for the 21st Century, The Role of Foundations in Creating Sustainable Capitalism. So first of all, let's go back and understand this concept of sustain and sustainable, as it's been hijacked by the global East, if you will, for their use. But basically and fundamentally, the idea to sustain is to prop up or to shore up something that would fall or decay of its own. And so in talking about sustainable capitalism, it's an implication that capitalism requires assistance from outside sources to sustain itself, which is not quite true. Capitalism, if left alone, does a really good job and needs no sustaining force to keep it going. What they're talking about here is the role of foundations in creating sustainable capitalism. So perhaps we can understand a little bit more about what we talk about here in this article, that world leaders are set to declare an end to unfettered capitalism, in other words, an end of the free market, at the G20 summit. And what they intend to do is to obviously fetter capitalism. In other words, they're going to throw a harness over it, put a bit in its mouth and a bridle in their hand and a saddle on its back and climb up there and steer it around. And as you have no doubt by now learned, that's not a good thing. Anytime we allow government or governments or non-governmental entities to steer things, they generally steer it over the cliff, and unfortunately they take most of us with them. So let's go into this article and get a little bit of an understanding of what Jed is inferring here. The past is always present, but the future must be created. Now that's a bunch of claptrap. Let's just hear it again. The past is always present, but the future must be created. Now, as I've said it numerous times on this broadcast before, we very carefully research and study our history, which is the past. And then we turn round, if you will, and we look into the future and visualize a future of greater and greater freedom and less of this tyrannical and despotic control. And then we find ourselves in the present always falling forward into the future. You see, we never fall into the past. We're not going to go back to three-cornered hats, mourner's benches, and 50 caliber and 30 caliber black powder rifles. That's not going to happen. Go ahead and put your tomahawk back in the drawer, Teddy. So we always find ourselves in the present, falling forward into the future. It's like this idea, the analogy that I give is a diver on a diving board, and you run out to the end of the diving board, and you leap up, and you come down with both of your feet, and you plant them on the end of the board, and your weight presses the board down. That's your carefully researching the history part of it all. And then as you look and you focus, you know where you're going to hit the water, you can feel yourself already going into the air, you've already got it all mental pictured out. Then the board recoils and it throws your weight up into the air, and the present is that point where your feet just clear the board. Your feet just come off the end of the diving board, and we spend our whole lives in this point where we've been sprung up by all of the momentum of the past, and we're falling forward into the future. So, right off the bat, I disagree with Mr. Emerson, where he says the past is always present, but the future must be created. It's kind of a twist on reality. It could well be argued, he writes, that the primary battle of the last century was that over the future of global economics. And there can be no doubt about that. Perfectly true. Starts right off with a gemstone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And so we've returned once again. So the closing decades, then back to our article here from Jed Emerson, the closing decades, that would be of the 20th century, witnessed the triumph of market-based solutions over planned economies. Everyone understand that? The triumph of market-based solutions over planned economies, and demonstrated how broad-based democratic practices may lay the foundation for both free enterprise and free peoples. Now, there's so much poison in that sentence that, you know, if you took that by itself, it would choke you to death. But we'll just give him that, having gotten off to a good start, we'll give him that one and press forward a little bit. But let's understand that as the closing decades of the 20th century drew to its close, we witnessed the triumph, if you will, of planned economies over free market solutions, to be sure. And this broad-based democratic practices should best be understood as the wide-sweeping infiltration of the social democrats or socialists, if you will. So it gets off to a rather rocky start, and it's not going to get better. Let's continue. Again, we're trying to figure out what are we talking about with this creating sustainable capitalism, as if capitalism needs sustaining. This century, meaning the 21st century, however, we have the opportunity to advance beyond our antiquated capitalistic practices to a new form of capitalism, and that kind of recalls our articles coming out of the G20. Oh my, I'll just say that again. This century, however, we have the opportunity to advance beyond our antiquated capitalistic practices to a new form of capitalism that is not simply about opening markets and economic opportunities, but the establishment of a global system of capitalism capable of maximizing the full value of our human prospects and enterprise. Having won the previous century's fight, in other words, they're announcing their victory here, the Social Democrats having a victory over capitalism in the last century, we now face a new and exciting challenge, mustering the political and social will to renew economics, social justice, and environmental integrity in every corner of the earth. Does that ring a bell with you, dear listener? It ought to ring that bell. Let's give it to you one more time. We're talking about social justice, economics, social justice, and environmental integrity. If you've been listening to these broadcasts for any length of time, I've given the three E's of sustainable development on several occasions. Economy, equity, and environment. And when we look at equity, we're talking about social justice. We're talking about renewing economics, that's economy, and environmental integrity. So we can go back and reread that sentence in the proper light then and understand who we're talking to. Obviously a sustainable mercenary, a change agent, one of those that are facilitating the transition into the implementation of Agenda 21, the United Nations Program for Sustainable Development in the 21st century. But let's hear that sentence again. Having won the previous century's fight, declaring their victory now, we now face a new and exciting challenge, mustering the political and social will to renew economics, social justice, and environmental integrity in every corner of the earth. And make no mistake, this could not be a more critical undertaking. And there is the truth. This is the place where Become Vocal Local comes into the fore. This is where we start to understand that we must muster the political will and the social will, if you will, to energize within our unfortunately established two-party political system so that we can block this globalist agenda as it transitions from global to local, which is precisely the path that it's on. Let's continue. The form of capitalism we have engaged in to date is based on the thinking and conceptual frameworks that gave birth to the Industrial Revolution. And there's truth in that. We can go back and pick up Adam Smith, his Wealth of Nations, and bring those writings forward, the free market folk, Frederick Bastiat and others. The form of capitalism that we have engaged in to date is based on the thinking and the conceptual frameworks that gave birth to the Industrial Revolution. And there's truth in that. Let's see, what did I do with that book? Here it is. Let's try this on one time. I've read several times from this one. This is The Thrust for Freedom, An Introduction to Volitional Science by Andrew J. Galambos. And in Galambos' work, he not only defines property and freedom and capitalism and what is a liberal and what is a progressive and so on. So let's go in and we'll just pick it up real quickly. We said that the definition of property, which is fundamental to everything here, property is an individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. Freedom, defined on page 11 as I rapidly turn there, having not bookmarked these, freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual has full or 100% control over his own property. And three, capitalism, defined over here, I think on page 19, let me turn to that one. Here's capitalism. And capitalism is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. So if we can rightly understand and define our terms, then, as we go through this article, then perhaps we can get a better understanding of what is being said. But the form of capitalism that we have engaged in to date, and I'll just give you that definition again, capitalism is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. This form of capitalism that we have engaged in to date is based on the thinking and the conceptual frameworks that gave birth to the Industrial Revolution. All true, true, and true. But today, well more than 150 years after that historic revolution of free market economics, we still approach our understanding of economics, investing, and capital with a 19th century mindset, and we can say thank God for that. At least some of us do. We think of business as the place to create economic value. Well, that's not true. Business isn't the place where you can create economic value. Economic value is when a man bends his back and applies his mind and his hands to some natural resource, actually extracting it, being the first user, if you will, and brings into the circulation of the marketplace natural resources. And then those things are worked upon by others, whether that might be iron ore or lumber or timber or Icelandic cod or what might be. But let's continue. It is, we think of business as the place to create economic value and financial returns, and charity as the place within which we do good, those do-gooders again, and contribute to our communities. As you realize, I start this broadcast every day, that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This idea of charity as the place within which we do good and contribute to our communities is somewhat involved in the founder's understanding of what was meant by the pursuit of happiness. So in this paragraph that our author has constructed here, we find a little bit of truth salted in with a little bit of fiction. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and once again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If any of this piques your curiosity, you have a comment you'd like to pose to the audience, your calls are welcome. Let's continue along here. If I don't speed it up, we're going to spend the whole blinking morning on this. We've created our nation's entire framework of corporate law with its artificial definition of non-profits and for-profits, and finance with its limited focus on shareholder value and maximizing financial returns as the arbiter of what it means to create wealth. Nonsense. Balderdash. But upon the belief that one can, in fact, disaggregate value, indeed, that value may be bifurcated with economics on one side and social or environmental value considerations on the other. Within this common framework, what cannot be calculated on a firm's balance sheet and then returned to investors is conveniently defined as an, quote, externality or, quote, intangible. While value that is generated from the common efforts of a free society as social capital returns and contributed in environmental services of the earth are taken gratis into our equation of corporate success and profitability. The contributed environmental services of the earth. The religion thickens. While these past practices remain in our present, asset owners of all stripes and managers of various organizations are now striving to move beyond these constricted definitions and approaches to value creation. Key phrase here, value creation. If you've been paying attention to the newspapers and the news articles and whatnot, you've heard your own state and county officials talking about value-added merchandising and value-added marketing. And that's where you take a beef cow and you grind it up and you make something out of it, and then you package it up in small zip seal things and you put it out on the marketplace. It's still beef, but now it's value-added. It's like a drug deal. I won't go there. Through our strategies of asset management, our businesses and enterprise development activities. Now, business and enterprise development activities. This is more code language. This is the meta language of the sustainable mercenary. And I'm just sharing with it straight out of the article. So, and our efforts are, and our investment of philanthropic resources. What's a philanthropic resource? Those are the monies that a profit center, if you will, a capitalist or a corporatist diverts from their portfolio, from their bottom line, to avoid taxation, and so they put it into these various and sundry grants and trusts, which they then use to turn around and do their R&D and other advancements. But continuing here, this idea of investment of philanthropic resources in efforts to create a better world, like, you know, Tamiflu and things like that. All right. An effort to build a better world. It's actually an effort to create a better world. This is the man acting as the little G God again. Oh, you can see why I don't read these kind of articles very long. Often I just can't go through it. They're so long. Every sentence is just larded with this stuff. But it is helpful from time to time to get a heads up on what the mindset is of these descendants, if you will, of the mind of Aldous Huxley. Continuing, if economic value creation were fully integrated with social and environmental value creation and impact, how would our perception of the world change? We would see business practices focused upon bringing products to market with endless life cycles, as all parts and production wastes would be re-engineered back into other uses. We would see social activists advancing not only advocacy and community service strategies, but consistently undertaking efforts to leverage economic value and manage the potential of their efforts to generate financial returns. You could call that milking the dog. And we would see asset owners or foundations and pension funds and high net worth individuals seeking to leverage the full value of those assets by demanding their fund managers bring them more innovative options for asset allocation and application in pursuit of their institution's full mission and value potential. You ever seen these new mission statements? You know, we used to write a creed or have a goal or something like that. Now they're all mission statements. We're all on a quest. If you think about it, the article continues, the value we create through the course of our lives and the growth curves of our investment indices is, in fact, blended value. So now we're going back into the greater understanding of the greatest good for the greatest number, the happiness principle. All we need to do is to take the appropriate steps to capture that full value for both our portfolios and communities. Oh my. The plot thickens. Moving from industrial capitalism to sustainable capitalism. Traditional global capitalism has, in its own crude way, created societies, both in the United States and abroad, that are financially wealthier than at any previous time in our world's history, and there's truth to that. Traditional capitalism, when left alone, does indeed create wealth. And those that energize themselves within that system become wealthier than those who do not. And certainly, financially wealthier than at any previous time in our world's history is in some cases true. But when you factor in other things like inflation and the devaluation of the dollar and you start using gold as a comparison, well, then for many people, they're just the living poor, if you will, the working poor. And that would be the greatest percentage of the population. Our economic systems, many who starved have been fed, and those without means to support themselves employed. Again, we're just talking about the redistribution of wealth here. Our economic systems and policies of practice have assisted many of the world's nations to advance from a valley of significant poverty to mountains of prosperity from which we may view the lands still awaiting capitalism's many blessings. A key phrase in that, from a valley of significant poverty to mountains of prosperity, yes, you could use an analogy along those lines. Out in that valley of poverty, when the economic hitmen come in and they bring monetary resources from the Bank for International Construction and Development or Reconstruction and Development, or they bring money from the International Monetary Fund, or they open the door to investment capitalists, inevitably they create these little mountains of wealth. They're all at the top of those little mountains of wealth are the local despot dictators that we've put into power. And then they get to survey the great view of the valley of poverty that continues to exist around them. From the great heights of wealth, documented by our national annual growth numbers, and again, it's from the great heights of wealth. It's difficult to put money on a mountaintop or a very wealthy capitalist, if you will, on a mountaintop, but that is so often how they're viewed. Generally, they're not on a mountaintop. They're down in some kind of a bunker, all covered up with security guards. From the great heights of wealth documented by our national annual growth numbers, and we know how those growth numbers have been manipulated. Look at our great national annual wealth as we have 400 and 500 and 600 thousands of people unemployed on a monthly basis being reported in the news. So many people losing their houses, all of this funny money, all this Keynesian economics spending our way into prosperity. It all might look fairly promising, and many continue to suggest to us that it is so, with more wealth there to be created if we simply do more within our current framework of industrial capitalism. Increase market share, expand traditional global trade, make more innovative products. The author continues and says, but perhaps this expansive traditional view of capitalism, while initially one of shared vision and celebration, is actually coming into greater focus with the passage of each decade. And with this sharpening focus, it's hard to escape the growing sense. Well, we'll have to pick up that growing sense as it grows on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we're back once again. Let's close out. We're certainly not going to be able to close this out, but we'll continue along on this direction in this segment, and hopefully we'll be able to get closer to the end of it, go into other things in the next hour, or perhaps we'll carry this into the next hour. I think it's worth taking a look at as we move into this new sustainable capitalism. Again, perhaps this expansive traditional view of capitalism, while initially one of shared vision and celebration, is actually coming into greater focus with the passage of each decade. And with this sharpening focus, it's hard to escape the growing sense that as we move through the early years of this new century, the industrial capitalism of the past is increasingly found to be wanting. We've proven that we can get great economic wealth for many of us. Many of us, you see. We've proven that we can create great economic wealth for many of us, like Madoff and the others, Murdoch and all the others. But could our approach to wealth creation itself be part of a shared problem for which we cannot buy a solution? Some of these questions that he's posing are rather perennial. They're eternal questions. Money can't buy you love. Today we are, each one of us, confronted with the limitations of what is fundamentally an outdated approach to capitalism. As new markets are opened, old employee and social contracts seem to crumble. And we see those old employee and social contracts, like the retirement funds and the pension funds and all of those things, crumbling as the corporations pillage the retirement funds of their former employees. Again, despite the great and laudatory technological innovations of previous decades, well, more than half of the world's people remain mired in abject poverty. And I hate to bear the bad tidings, but the poor will always be with you. And advancing economic development brings creeping destruction of both local communities and our very planet. Advancing economic development. And yet at the same time, you'll find that economic development, environmental and economic development, is the core of the sustainable development movement. It is at the core of much of the legislation, not only of the last century, but where we're going today. So they talk out of both sides of their mouths in this sort of stuff. Again, advancing economic development brings creeping destruction of both local communities. There's that communism again, or communitarianism again, and our very planet. As we climb each stair to our next greater success, the very foundation of our house disintegrates beneath our feet. And that, again, is just another way of stating the desire or the need for sustainable development. We have to sustain because our foundation is disintegrating beneath their feet. This process of creative destruction reminds me of Cazetier, the French man. He says, "Gentlemen, your tools are disorder. Out of these you must create disorder." Excuse me. "Your tools are disorder, and out of these you must create order." That's your old ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. This process of creative destruction. You can see the creative destruction that Benjamin Bernanke and Paul Volcker and Timothy Geithner and Goldman Sachs are rotting upon our nation and the global economy as well. Rothschilds and the rest of the bunch. JP Morgan Chase, Citibank. This process of creative destruction, a term coined by the economist Schumpeter, has been promoted by traditional economists as the necessary ingredient to economic success. First you must destroy, and then you build. Always that. That's the idea of the phoenix rising out of the ashes of Atlanta, Hotlanta, burnt to the ground in the scorched earth policy. That markets move and leave behind winners and losers, and it has been that very success that itself has brought us to this point of understanding the limitations of traditional capitalism, corporate practices, and mainstream investing. I think the key phrase in there is the center phrase, corporate practices. By and large, the greatest trouble that we've had is from the monopoly capitalist and the corporatists, the corporate fascists, if you will. Not capitalism. Well, we could continue to celebrate the victory of capitalism over communism. That very fight has left us ill-prepared, for we stand today with the promise of the past now realized and the challenges of the future spread before us, holding the wrong tools, leaving our best resources behind, and lacking the clarity of vision needed to light our way along an increasingly dangerous path. And so it's interesting that we talk about or celebrate the victory of capitalism over communism when communism, in the main, was the creation of the captains of finance and industry, even back as early as Robert Owen and his collectivist city towns at Manchester, now known as New Lanark. And Owensville and other places around the world. not our good little Owensville, but there's those kinds of things. New Harmony is what it was called, I believe, or New Freedom. I believe it was New Harmony. And that was the American variant on Manchester and Lanark. Anyway, continuing along here, we're also celebrating this demise of communism, this triumph of capitalism over communism, but as I stated, this is how all comes out of the same bunch. everyone in this listening audience knows where Trotsky and the other Bolsheviks and Mensheviks were getting their money and their armament, right out of Wall Street and London. Continuing, and yet, all is certainly not lost. So now we look into a brighter future, an emerging framework of unified investing, asset management, and corporate governance. Corporate governance. We talked yesterday about the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, and today we're laying on the next layer of this wedding cake, corporate governance, or the public-private partnership, or simply fascism, or corporatism. Previously, back to the article here, I made the case that traditional industrial capitalism, an enormous engine for growth and prosperity in the 19th and 20th centuries, is not the right recipe for success in the current or 21st century. I suggested that economic value creation must be fully integrated with social and environmental value creation if we expect to accurately measure the benefits and the impacts of different types of investment. And so again, he's just simply using the meta language of sustainable development to define and make his point. If one stands within the stairwell, he writes, one sees only the next step. But if we move back, we gain a broader perspective on the nature of both value and progress. It is possible to understand that the emerging answers, the new approaches upon which we will build the future of sustainable capitalism, are there to be seen in both the for-profit and non-profit sectors. And when we say the for-profit and the non-profit sectors, we're not drawing a distinction between the haves and the have-nots, for the non-profit sectors oftentimes have more profit than the for-profit sectors. It just depends on where you find your priesthood. Take the General Electric Corporation in stark contrast to its past history. Well, we'll pick that up on the other side. It looks like we're coming very quickly to the end of this first hour, and if you're going to be going away for the first hour... for the second hour, there's no reason to start something that we can't finish. So, nevertheless, there are things that we can do, folks. There are things that we can do and can be doing right where we are. If we can keep our minds wrapped around this concept that all politics really and truly are local, at least they certainly start locally, there are things that we can be doing in our own community to help people to understand this sustainable mercenary movement and what we need to do within that system to block it. Folks, we'll be back on the other side of this quick break and begin hour number two. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group,
was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network as we begin hour number two. You can check us out on the internet. It's oraclebroadcasting.com. Go on, log on the website, the homepage. Lots of click-on places on the left. Visit those places. We've got an Oracle membership. It's $12 a month. You can get the access to the high-quality, high-speed streams and all of that. And there's a little shop and a store there that you can find all kinds of Oracle items with the Oracle logos on them, T-shirts and doggy tees and golf shirts and those sorts of things. Lots of things you can find on the Oracle Broadcasting.com homepage. My name is William Roberts again, and we're going to continue through the broadcast as we go into the second hour. In the first hour, started into a rather lengthy article here. Thought it would be able to go much faster than this, but unfortunately it's so potent that I'm taking my time going through it. But we're talking about a value vision for the 21st century, the role of foundations in creating sustainable capitalism, this new form of capitalism that's coming on us in the 21st century. And this is a top-down infusion, if you will. It's a redefinition of terms. It's another one of the many multiplied redistribution of wealth schemes, these programs that come from England largely and New York and elsewhere, Washington, D.C., but they have many sources all around the world. All of this is the United Nations Agenda 21 implementation strategy, which oftentimes doesn't get very much coverage, but if you understand where this stuff is coming from, then it's a little easier to recognize it when you see it coming at you in your own town. So anyway, in the previous broadcast, or in the previous segment, the previous hour, I'll get my words straight here in a moment, we started in on this lengthy article, and we're up to about page three here, so let's just pick it up right where we left off and continue. Take the General Electric Corporation in stark contrast to its past history of ignoring the consequences of its business practices. GE's current financial and strategic commitment demonstrates its corporate belief that positive growth is expected from a strategy of using, quote-unquote, here in the article, green product design to its corporate advantage and that of its customers and shareholders. So now we're introducing this green technology and corporate business practices into this matrix. In May, its customers and shareholders, in May of 2005, GE surprised investors by announcing it would double its investment in energy efficient and environmental technology to $1.5 billion by 2010. Energy efficient and environmental technology. Now, when we understand, rightly understand, the idea of sustaining the development of environmental and developmental concerns, we can understand that these are businesses. And so environmental concerns would be those who would be developing technology and products with energy efficiency and environmental technology in mind. And sustaining and propping these things up is part of what sustainable development is. And that's important. These are concerns. They're corporations. They're businesses. It's the people that make the little screw-in fluorescent light bulb and things. Our customers, here's a quote, our customers, Jeff Immelt, the chief executive of GE, states, our customers want a more prosperous, cleaner future. And that's the truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned again here on our Thursday, May the 7th, 2009 broadcast to Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts. We're going into a discussion here, an article that was sent to us by one of our valued listeners. It's called A Vision for the 21st Century, A Value Vision for the 21st Century, The Role of Foundations in Creating Sustainable Capitalism. Sustainable capitalism. In this portion of the article, we're looking and focusing on General Electric Corporation, and we just heard a little bit from them. But here this Jeff Immelt, the CEO, I guess, of GE, goes along this line. There's a quote from him. It's chief executive. He stated, our customers want a more prosperous, cleaner future. We're taking a new approach to solving some of our customers' toughest environmental problems. GE believes, here's the word, the eco-imagination. Eco-imagination, it's like an imagination, an eco-imagination initiative will reduce its environmental footprint and increase its regulatory, quote, license to operate in the context of a more environmentally sensitive and carbon-constrained world. Oh, my. I hope you got that. Paying attention, let's give it again. GE believes the Eco-Imagination Initiative will reduce its environmental footprint and increase its regulatory, quote-unquote, license to operate in the context of a more environmentally sensitive and carbon-constrained world. Now, this is from the top dog at GE. Let's go into this a little further. Eco-imagination is not simply a marketing commitment, but came about as the result of internal strategic reviews, assessment of business processes, and a response to changing customer needs. And I can just feel the dialogue to consensus just oozing out of it. I can just see the Tavistock consultancies all over this. I just see Al Gore all over this. And Barry the Usurper and Maurice Strong. In reviewing business units, GE executives realized that environmental issues developed into a strategic factor for their customers. In particular, GE has set an annual growth target of 8%, a goal that cannot be achieved without significant increases in the business GE conducts in China, India, and other emerging economies. Such customers are clear on the fact that helping them wring greater efficiencies from energy resources is critical in a world with decreasing amounts of oil and related supplies. This just screams peak oil to me. What is especially striking is GE's commitment to this new area of business development came not simply in response to demands of outside stakeholders, but rather in response to the vision and interests of internal stakeholders, its employees, who felt GE could move to address a real felt need of customers. The fact that GE management both solicited the input of and heard the thoughts of its employees reflects the type of culture being cultivated by current management. All right? These are these visioning councils. The employees all get around and kind of have a group consensus meeting with a consultant, a facilitator, a facilitated meeting. And, you know, coffee and maybe finger foods on a side table and lots of eco t-shirts and things like that around. And everybody gets to sit around and have an emotional hug fest. These things are happening all over the planet. Reason takes a back seat to emotion. Okay, finally got that chair root burning. Now, continuing. The fact that GE management both solicited the input of and heard the thoughts of employees reflects the type of culture being cultivated by current management. Again, a culture that's being cultivated, it's being inculcated. You have to dig up the soil. You have to spread and sprinkle in seeds, fluff it all up, put in some fertilizers, some compost, and get these little seeds to sprout. It's a culture that's being cultivated by the management. Dropping down further, GE is seeking to convert what more traditional firms might view as a cost center into a competitive advantage in the marketplace. The launch of GE's Eco-Imagination Initiative is the latest evidence of a business-driven convergence of sustainability challenges and shareholder interest in value creation. Any idea of what GE's stocks are doing on the stock market today? How's GM doing? How about Chrysler? How are they doing with their sustainable culture? Maybe they're just going in the toilet, huh? We're redefining, we're creating a new form of sustainable development, a new form of sustainable capitalism, where we, the people, are going to have to underwrite these capitalists as they take tremendous losses and then go on a vacation someplace we couldn't afford to go. Let's continue. Consider Generation Investment Management, founded by a former CEO of the investment banking group, Goldman Sachs. We hear about them all the time. They're at the hub, and they're the fountain from which all of this economic trouble is stemming. But consider, again, Generation Investment Management. I wouldn't put 10 cents there. Generation Investment Management, founded by a former CEO of the investment banking group, Goldman Sachs Asset Management, and a former vice president of the United States. I wonder who that might be. Generation, quote-unquote Generation, seeks full financial return on its investment in global public equities. Full financial return on its investment in global public equities through the integration of social and environmental factors into its asset allocation and portfolio management practices. You notice so far they haven't told us who that former vice president might be. This is not a screened fund based on the moral convictions of its investors, but rather a strategic decision to manage financial assets on the basis of how long-term social and environmental factors will affect corporate performance. Or the Acumen Fund, which receives philanthropic investments from foundations and high net worth donors, but uses that capital to offer equity and debt options to organizations in the third world that are bringing new enterprise strategies to market, addressing everything from water resources and challenges to malaria to affordable housing. Oh my, the plot thickens again. We'll pick it up on the other side with these foundations and their power and influence. Be right back.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are back once again right here on Become Vocal Local, trying to interact with the chat room, having fun. You can get there too, folks. It's oraclebroadcasting.com. You'll log on to the chat room. Join the chatter in there. Anywho, back to the article again. We're taking a look at these various funds. Now we're starting to introduce them. The Generation Investment Management Fund, the Acumen Fund, the Heron Fund. All of these that are getting involved in this idea of sustainable capitalism. Let's find out about the Heron Fund based in New York City. By pursuing a unified investment strategy across the United States that integrates its market rate investments with below market rate and philanthropic investments in order to maximize the value generated by its total financial assets, not simply its grant making that results from a 5% annual payout. Well, there you go. And the list goes on and on. For example, see the blended value map at, and then they give us a link here. But the central point is constant. There's not a single answer or one solution emerging as the new form of sustainable capitalism. What is clear is that a new vision and practice of capitalism is being advanced that promises to build on the strengths of the past while moving beyond its limitations. What is emerging is an understanding that what is required is not the traditional practice where we make money Monday through Friday and do good on weekends, but rather a unified strategy for both corporate management and asset management that seeks to maximize the full blended value of all the resources under our control. It is a unified strategy of both asset management and corporate governance that seeks to maximize the full value potential of modern capital investing and organizational leadership. Is an approach to 21st century economics that forces externalities onto balance sheets and through the use of enhanced analytics expands our metrics to directly integrate intangibles into our calculations of worth. What we are witnessing is the advance of sustainable capitalism. And the article continues. So much involved in all of this. So much involved in all of this. It's the transformation. We're no longer just an engineering company involved in engineering practice. We're no longer just an automobile manufacturing company. We no longer just make widgets. We no longer make the batteries and the tires and the bearings for automobiles and other machinery. No. Now we're a social and environmental organization and well. And so as we stand at the turret lathe cranking out flanges for ductile iron pipe to be used to pump water across the country or have sewage flowing from treatment plant to disposal sites, no, we're not just going to operate our turret lathe from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock. No, now we'll all hold hands 3 or 4 times a day and sing Kumbaya. And maybe we'll plant some ferns in our factories so that we can have a more warm and cozy, eco-sustainable factory life. We'll have meetings from time to time and ask each other how we feel about that. Let's continue a little bit longer on this. I'd like to go into the Medes and the Persians, and understand what went wrong in their society, but I think we've got plenty going wrong right here. Let's continue. Barriers to bringing forth sustainable capitalism. My God, I hope they're made out of concrete. In previous sections of this essay, I outlined the evolution from industrial to sustainable capitalism, presenting a few examples of what is a significant trend. As noted previously, this emergence of a new sustainable capitalism is moving forward, but not without its own challenges. The forces built upon industrial capitalism, forces of mindsets, financial infrastructure, legal frameworks, and so on, in other words, all of the safeguards against this kind of a corporate fascist ecological green weenie movement, pardon my bias, remain strongly in place, though they are confronted each day with markets, communities, and global society. Is that global society again? What are the key barriers to bringing forth this new and potentially most rewarding form of capitalism? How can we overcome them? A book could be written addressing these questions, but for now the following may be said, and I guarantee you the book has been written. New localism would be one of them. Go to the Smith Institute and visit with them. Short-term vision. Now we're going to go through this five-year plan, if you will. The short-term vision, the narrow value perspective, and others. Let's continue. The short-term vision. Sustainable capitalism is founded upon a long-term perspective with regard to asset management and the generation of multiple returns, financial, social, and environmental. It would seem reasonable that institutions managing assets for the long run would engage in investment practices that look to the horizon, always that rising sun. Ah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, whether you like it or not. And that entrepreneurs creating the companies of tomorrow would manage them with an eye toward the creation of long-term value. Despite these seemingly self-evident assumptions, both our money and companies are managed to maximize not long-term value, but short-term gain. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, even if our stated goal is to gather a flock, and so we engage to drive to the bottom in our efforts. Drive to the bottom in our efforts to turn a quick dollar. Yeah? Yeah, that happens. Sometimes it's only necessary to drive a quick dollar and then you're done. You're finished. But you can actually extend out for 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 or 22 years the education of a young mind. You can maximize the profit by stretching out the study of algebra, for instance, for a full year, when it could be mastered much quicker than that with an adroit instructor and a child that has their brain still intact and not mangled and mauled by the controlled media and all of the various and sundry avenues, all of the food problems and so on and so forth. We all understand this. But again, continuing, pension funds are managing assets for retirees decades from now. Give me a break. The pension funds are pillaging the assets of the retirees, and there will be no retirement available for them decades from now, because those that are managing and pillaging today will be dead when those people retire, and they know that. Anyway, do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law. I think that's appropriate to throw in at this time, a little bit of Aleister Crowley on this Thursday morning. Pension funds are managing assets for the retirees decades from now, as well as current pensioners, yet most pension funds invest on the basis of maximizing immediate financial returns, and many companies are now attempting to jettison such funds at the public's expense. True and true again. Foundations and educational institutions, many charged with building future financial security, are also engaged in investment practices focused upon the short term. And that's the fact. Ever tried to look at the comprehensive annual financial report for your local university? As they charge $200,000 and $300,000 for a young person to go through a law degree? Oh my. Let's drop down a little further and look at the narrow value perspective. We see all around us the reality that value is more than what is on in one's bank account. It is social. It is environmental. It is beyond what can be calculated with traditional econometrics. The reason we cry when miners die in West Virginia or when Pakistanis freeze in the elements without shelter is not because of any loss to our bank accounts, but due to a sense loss to our collective value as people. Pick that one up on the other side as we wring our handkerchiefs with all the casualties of sustainable development.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're pounding down through a few of these barriers to bringing forth sustainable development. Would that they could be made out of concrete, but they won't be. I'm sure this is all coming on us in our very near future. But narrowing the value perspectives or narrow value perspectives are one of these barriers, the next barrier here. We see all around us the reality that value is more than what is one in one's bank account. It is social, it is environmental, it is beyond what can be calculated with traditional econometrics. You know, one time we didn't blur this boundary. We talked about morals and ethics, and we talked about economy and things like that. But no, we're blurring it all together. In this world gone mad, in this Comtean new religion of humanity of the West, you know, this is where we're going with all of this. The reason we cry when miners die in West Virginia or when Pakistanis freeze in the elements without shelter is not because of any loss to our bank accounts, but due to a sense of loss of our collective value as people. No, actually, I think the reason why we cry at those times is because you've been conditioned over and over and over again by the media to weep at the right time and to laugh at the right time in these 30-second sound bites that we seem to find ourselves living within. The reason we invest, again from the article, the reason we invest financial assets is not simply to grow them for their own sake, but rather to grow them in order to create other things in our lives, security, opportunity, and choice. Which reminds me of the words of Benjamin Franklin, those that would exchange their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security, but our author here would like us to believe that we do all these things for security, opportunity, and choice, not recognizing that choices have consequences. We know this to be true. I don't know that to be true, but he says that we know this to be true, yet allow our capital markets and firms to function as if it were not. Just as we know X-rays exist despite the fact that we cannot see them, making use of simply those aspects of value that can be documented numerically leaves huge swaths of value unconsidered, much less fully utilized in pursuit of our institutional missions. Sustainable capitalism seeks to capture the full value spectrum for shareholder and stakeholder alike. That's the public-private partnership again. Limited asset assessment, and why is it, by the way, public-private partnership? As we say that somewhere between 7 or 8 out of every 10 people are now employed or receive all or portions of their income from government sources, the government has actually, through their various fund managements and through their philanthropic efforts, have become actually those shareholders, holding the majority of the shares in all of the various enterprises. And the stakeholders, of course, are those that actually run those businesses. And so we have the public-private partnership inverted on its head, if you will. Now here's another one of those barriers to sustainable capitalism. Limited asset assessment. Industrial capitalism understands the nature of assets in their most limited sense. True value, however, is generated not only from effective management of financial assets, but social capital. How do you feel? How do you think about that? Environmental services, intellectual capital, and a host of related assets. By expanding our understanding of the tools, we may draw upon the assets we have to support the pursuit of our organizational mission. There's that supporting again, sustaining again. We have to support the pursuit of our organizational mission. We're creating a new expanded understanding of not simply the assets under our control, but the potential value we might create through their effective application. In other words, someone else is going to be telling you how to spend your money. We need to do it all for the children. We should have more parks, more schools, more roads, more railroads, more narrow gauge railroads. Why, we should have more trees. More, more, more from your pocket to mine. Socialism. Dropping down a little further here, it says sustainable capitalism seeks to work with the whole toolbox to maximize our value potential. Unfortunately, they have their hands in my toolbox. Middling leadership. Here's another one of these barriers, middling leadership. Poking at the middle class again, middling leadership. Who's to blame for the middling leadership? Only about 100 years of socialist corruption in our schools, perhaps? Here, let's continue to this middling leadership barrier to sustainable capitalism. Finally, a long-term vision, broader value perspective, and more comprehensive understanding of assets do not come from God above. No, in their minds, there is no God above, no creator. of the universe. Man as God is the goal here. Although with any luck, they may have divine inspiration, he adds parenthetically with a little exclamation point. There's another dig. They are found in an emerging class of entrepreneurs, investors, and intellectual leaders that transcend the current crop of trustees, managers, and program officers. Yes, that's true. There is an emerging class of entrepreneurs, investors, and intellectual leaders that will indeed transcend the current crop of the trustees, managers, and program officers, all of those people that got their education back in the other century. Well, we still did mathematics, and we still understood history and philosophy and other things. Now, today, we have a new crop of engineers coming out, entrepreneurs coming out, investors, and intellectual leaders that have been educated by third and fourth generation socialist change agents in our school systems. Oh, yes, but they're a new crop, all right. Like GMO corn. The main barrier to advancing a more effective, sustainable form of capitalism rises from within our communities. Communities. Communitarian. Oh, communities. As we accept middling leadership and lukewarm aspirations from many of those presently guiding our society's philanthropic, corporate, and nonprofit institutions. These are not bad or evil people. Denying the existence of bad and evil here. They are simply leaders without the vision required for the critical task at hand. They lack that vision. Vision 2020. Here's the role of philanthropy in advancing sustainable capitalism. What role will philanthropy play? While there are many potential angel investors within the vision of sustainable capitalism outlined in the previous sections of this essay, how do you get many potential angel investors in this? I sincerely don't doubt that this person has any belief in angels, but he throws it in, many angels. That would be like heroes and angels. You see a lot of that these days in the schools, heroes and angels, little angels. Those are the ones that have their minds completely welded shut and their mouths are zipped with Velcro bands. They do as they're told and they become little angels and heroes. Oh my. Long acknowledged as the venture capital of the social sector, foundations have a solid history of investing in new leaders, new ideas, and new organizations. Did you think that? Did you think that the foundations were long acknowledged as the venture capital of the social sector? I thought the various and sundry foundations and grants were supposed to be charitable or philanthropic organizations, not ways to transfer money away from the bottom line of your ledger sheet, escape taxation, and then turn around and what? They're using it as venture capitalist? Long acknowledged as the venture capital? By funding new thinking and advocacy foundations may play a central role in supporting the creation and execution of new ideas to help flesh out the details of our world's sustainable capitalism. And notice the key phrase there, new thinking and advocacy. By funding new thinking and advocacy. And that is exactly what the foundations have been doing with their power and their influence. Go back and read Renee Wurmser's book for more on that. Continuing, we'll need new conceptual frameworks to understand strategy, just as we will require new approaches to management of nonprofit and for-profit organizations working to create full blended value. The more you blend, the more adulterated something becomes, the more homogeneous it becomes. You don't have any more of those pesky little diamonds sticking out. It's just all sand. Oh, my. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side and continue our study of sustainable capitalism. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we're back going through this idea of sustainable capitalism. As I try and swallow my little Hershey's candy that I just ate. Anyway. Again, it says, this does not mean that every foundation trustee needs to be an expert in asset management. That it is not their job nor their obligation. However, it does mean that foundation trustees establish the performance bar for their fund managers who do have expertise. And who, if challenged, could advance investment options and strategies capable of generating both financial performance and multiple returns. So there's a little bit of information that we can glean out of this in places to give us a window of understanding of the news that comes down the pike from us, you know, towards us day by day. But let's continue and close this out because we're almost out of time and we've got a little bit to go here and we'll have finished this entire essay. This is not a complex task, our writer states, as there are a number of ways to begin leveraging greater value from investment portfolio practices. Investing in certificates of deposit and money market accounts of federally insured community development banks is one very simple but yet underutilized aspect of effective fund management. But as we can see, investing in CDs and money market accounts and those things, federally insured community development banks, etc., they're going by the wayside. Watch as we see what this what the requirements are going to be placed upon the various banking institutions coming out of the Fed reveal this week, today. Engaging in active proxy voting and the oversight of corporate governance is another. Investing in funds and individual investment instruments that both return financial and social value is a third. The central point is that foundations at their core are not private investment trusts that should be managed solely for monetary gain, but are private trusts that should be managed for the public good in accordance with their charitable status. While under traditional capitalism it may have been accepted for endowed foundations to utilize 5% of their assets, their grant-making budget, to pursue 100% of their mission, sustainable capitalism calls for us to seek out every appropriate strategy to apply our full array of assets. Again, they use the our as a big we here. Going into someone else's bank account and telling them how to invest or spend their money. Dropping down a little bit further, it says, furthermore, as stewards of our public trust, foundation executives, it's our public trust, stewards of our public trust, foundation executives and board members must carve out a new vision of evolved fiduciary responsibility. Prudent trustees are those who look to the future, steer the boat around the shoals of both the market and the world, and understand their responsibility is not to concepts of the past, but rather the solutions of the future. The responsible fiduciary of foundations is one who builds conservatively on the past, but takes informed risks to advance our institutions toward a sustainable future. Putting a lot of pressure on the foundations and the trusts to get on board with the implementation of Agenda 21 Sustainable Development here in these past 7 pages of this essay. Sustainable capitalism is emerging from the shortcomings of industrial capitalism. There were no shortcomings of industrial capitalism. Well, we had an active free market going and we were actually extracting natural resources and bringing them to the marketplace. The United States of America, the colonies, the territories, and all of the several states combined in the 50-state federal compact we now have prospered. But when these socialist sustainable mercenaries got their hands on the system, they have basically drug it into the mud. This essay has reviewed the rise of a new form of capitalism that will replace industrial capitalism over the coming decades. Beware, listeners, beware. Sustainable capitalism is an evolved, market-based approach to value creation that seeks to maximize the full value potential of both our capital and our corporations. It views the main focus of our efforts, whether manager or investor, to be that of generating blended returns that include economic, social, and environmental components, the 3 E's of sustainable development. And most important, it recognizes that one cannot consider the practices in pursuit of economic value in absence of our understanding of the social and environmental value of which it is a part. Value is whole, integrated, and blended at its core. At this point, we should all worship Gaia, Mother Earth. What is required for us to capture this full blended value is an approach to modern-day capitalism that moves beyond the initial barriers of short-term vision, narrow value perspective, limited asset management, and middling leadership, and takes us to the next stage of our own individual and our society's development. There are many number of corporations and investors leading this advance, all too true. But there is not any single answer to be championed. All of us must honestly assess our core, long-term goals, and then work to implement an approach to our philanthropy and market rate investing that places our capital where it may be most effective in generating our greatest full set of returns. All of us, again, he's talking to the fellow travelers here. All of us must work to create corporations and institutions capable of carrying this work forward. Ah, the great work. Let us carry it forward. Hand me my mitre. Give me my fish hat. Where's my robe? And yes, All of us must come to the defense of a new, expanded capitalist practice before the old approaches seal our future fate and destroy the very wealth and freedoms our forefathers worked to create. That would be Mordecai Marx and Leon Trotsky and the Rothschilds and the Morgans and the Stanleys, etc. Destroy the very wealth and freedoms our forefathers worked to create and our children deserve to inherit. And we talked about that yesterday or the day before when we talked about Larry Silverstein and his new Twin Towers that he's built so that his family will have generations of wealth in New York City, and they'll continue to be able to hold great power and influence in the city when they should be holding down an orange jumpsuit and, you know, three hots and a cot in an internment camp or something. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. This is a value vision for the 21st century, the role of foundations in creating sustainable capitalism, an article written by Jed Emerson for the Case Foundation. The Case Foundation. We go back and look at this G20 article, where this came from, the reason for the season, if you will. Talked about it on April the 14th after the G20 meeting. I'll give it again now. We maybe understand some of what was being said in this news article. Consumer credit costs are still, by historical standards, compared with what banks pay to borrow, an obstacle that Bernanke, that would be Ben Bernanke, says must be removed to fix the economy. Here's his quote. Restoring the flow of credit to households and businesses is essential if we are to see, as I expect, the gradual resumption of sustainable economic growth, Bernanke said on April the 3rd. As we look at this idea of creating sustainable capitalism, we've got to be able to continue this flow, this endless flow of credit. It was this flow of credit that came on us in the 1950s as people transitioned from a time where we bought our houses outright. Certainly my father always did. And his automobiles and his airplanes and his boat, etc., with cash. Purchased outright because he saved for it. And your hourly wage was still adequate to buy things. And mother stayed at home and raised the five children. And father went off to work. But we got involved in this credit concept and credit cards. The idea of going to a bank and borrowing money to buy a house or an automobile or a dishwasher or a washing machine was a sad and sorry day. In my grandfather's time, you'd wash all the children and put them in their Sunday's finest, and mom would dress up the same, and dad would get his suit on and put his hat on, and they would all go and sit in the banker's office, and everyone would sit up, bolt upright, as grandpa begged for a little bit of money from the bank because he was unable to buy something that they needed or thought that they needed at the time. How times change, folks. How times change and how times fly. Today's broadcast is come and gone. We'll be back again tomorrow for another installment. Until then, have a great day. See you.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
They say that you could try. travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.